Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. Oh. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, it's the Hound. WFMU East Orange.
Yeah. It's hot. It's hot in here.
We are in the new house, and it is every bit as hot and crummy as the old house, right?
You get that wooden bucket and spill some water on those coals.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Ray Marks with Back. We're the Moon Men featuring Link Ray and the Other Side of the Moon.
Moon Man and Numero Uno.
The Carnations and Scorpion. The Jaguars with Jaguar. We opened up with the, what a great name, the Reekers and Grinding. That wraps it up. Laureus is up next. It's way to the beach.
It's hot.
Il Bruch is back after a sabbatical rocket in the free world.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. But, you know, it's really kind of hot.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that's the one thing to look forward to is Lori's
hot weather utilities. It's not so bad outside. It's just very hot in here.
Yeah. So, Lori, you know, I think it's thigh highs and bikini time, kiddo, if you're listening.
Yeah. It's also time to start kicking out the windows. You might want to put your shoes back on.
Well.
Hey, well, what do we got for you today?
Let me get my little list here.
We got some Hot Rod Trash, Blues Hangover. We got we're going to get to Elvis's, the 13th anniversary of Elvis's death early before anybody, because by the time August 16th comes, we'll all be so sick of Elvis.
It's going to be really hot today. Then, man.
Got a Hillbilly Hangover, we got some Vomology, we got an Echo Perplexed set. We have it's Hazel Atkins' birthday tomorrow, so Billy Miller forwarded us a sneak preview of Hazel Atkins' next LP, Peanut Butter Rock and Roll.
Any chestnuts off of Moon Over Madison?
No.
Very popular road tape. As we always rock your free world.
But we will have it first before anybody. And
that's what's important after all.
And then after that, we're going to go home.
Uh-huh.
We got news
and eat dinner and
we
like,
got news for idiots.
Know, sit around, watch TV, go to sleep.
Right. Well, let's just start it off with that other Roscoe Gordon. The chess version of Booted.
Good place to
that
start.
Man, have you ever been booted?
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
Tonight, he's stepping out and dying tonight. She treat me like Drake, she treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. She would have booted me out, man, I mean out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to cheer as I'm born. Gonna load my pistol, gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can dig my taters, you can pull my corn, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late. I'm gonna take my knife and operate. Blow like you said she booted you, man. Blow. She's stepping out and darn me right. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. That's powerful, man. The idea of her kicking me out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to share. Get that man that's got my wife. I'm going. gonna take my knife and have a race.
You can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Everything's gonna be alright. Don't let me hear you talking. Just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me,
this or any other day.
Don't let me hear you argue when I say throw your chump. Cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easy going guy, but I always gotta have my way.
Well, don't ask me for no reasons. Don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now, I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easy going guy, but I've always got to have my way. Oh, I'm an easy going guy, but I've always got to have my way.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Yeah. Now dig this. Okay, all you guys and gals. Yep. I'm back on the scene again. Uh-huh. What's that, honey? What's that, baby? Uh-huh. No, I ain't folding it. I'm Mickey Gilly. Ha, ha. Yeah. Here I come.
You know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong. And to be with you when day is through and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to pop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV and stuff, love stories, so darling. Or because I like that funny toothpaste commercial, darling. But a guy ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial, darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? So darling. That comedian went with Mr. Turtle Race the other day, little darling. That was a good Turtle Race, darling. So darling, I could feel that you don't like no more, darling.
I love to hear, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet, even. But it's like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash your hands. In other words, you have got the fact. And I know right now that I've been love again. Or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-filled mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, I like you nice. Stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Oh.
Wherever you are,
a boogity, a boogity, a boogity. One of these days, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone. Disappeared, vacated the scene, evacuated. Look at him. Look at him. with you. Bye. Adios, amigo. So long.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Boogity. 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 Boogity.
The word is boogity.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hound here. WFMU.
Hound there.
Back in that enchanted forest. You know, we can get malaria like this. With all that standing water
like
outside.
What?
You know, we're in this, like,
put your clothes back on, man. You don't get malaria that way.
Environment.
Yeah.
That was,
point on all around.
It was the Zodiacs, who are also known as the Gladiolas, another little darling.
Also known as geniuses.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? They did have, like, their two biggest hits ripped off by the two lamest groups of their respective eras, right? Little Darlin' was covered by the Diamonds.
Diamonds, yeah.
Stay was covered by the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, your lawyer don't mind.
Counting backwards, Mickey Gilley with I Ain't Bo Diddley. That's for sure.
No question about that. Is there?
Ronnie Jones and the Classmates with Teenage Rock. Eddie Cochran with My Way. And we open up with Roscoe Gordon, the Chess version of Booted, as opposed to the modern version of Booted.
So noted.
Send that one out to Roscoe, who's, I guess he has a dry cleaning place out in Queens. Something like that.
Roscoe Gordon does?
Yeah.
Or that other Roscoe, who is like working on his new t-shirt
Al
concession.
Roscoe. Oh, yeah. Roscoe's new gang will be playing here pretty soon, a couple of weeks on the Hound Show, I think. I hope. Anyhow, there's really not much to renounce, but I do have one four-star item.
What's that?
At the Speakeasy, which is like on McDougal Street between West 3rd and Bleecker, Tuesday, 6:45. Note that time. It's a little earlier than usual. Two Jules Dassin films, Brute Force.
Very good one.
Great prison film, and Uptight, which I've never seen, but I guess it's Jules Dassin dabbling in blaxploitation.
Really?
It looks
so
like,
it's like a latter-day Dassin after the
70s.
The blacklisting things wore off?
Mid-70s, yeah.
Because he got whitelisted then, huh?
Yeah. So, we have news for idiots yet? Or we rolling?
I had a good one.
We had this one. This is from the gun desk, prairie dog shoot.
No, I got a better one for the gun desk.
Got a better one for the gun desk?
It's just going to take me a minute to find it. Everybody's going to have to be patient, because it's the kind of mood I'm in.
Okay, I'll whistle.
Okay. Dan, what's on your mind today? Yeah? Blow my mind, Dennis.
Lead off gun desk. Sorry, well, I couldn't pass up the...
The dinosaur.
The headline here. Thank you.
Runner up to the Holy Redeemer.
Second most Holy Redeemer. Iranian hunter shot dead by snake. This is AP Nicosia, Cyprus. An Iranian hunter was shot to death near Tehran yesterday by a snake that coiled itself around his gun as he pinned the reptile to the ground, the official Islamic Republic news agency reported. The agency monitored in Nicosia quoted another hunter as saying that the victim, Ali Asghar Ahani,
alias
Lucky,
tried to catch the snake alive by pressing the butt of his shotgun behind its head.
Doesn't work, folks.
Not for Ollie, but the snake coiled.
His family will tell you.
Coiled around the butt and accidentally, I like the way they put that, he didn't do it on purpose, accidentally pulled the trigger with its thrashing tail, firing one of the barrels and shooting Ahani in the head.
Under Muslim law, that
directly
snake,
below the towel,
that snake now becomes a pair of sandals, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. from the life's tough when you're covered with hair desk, a former mail carrier was sentenced to 6 months in jail Thursday for shooting a dog to death just as its owner was about to hand him his Christmas present. Floyd Bertrand Sterling, 35, pleaded no contest to felony cruelty to animals in a plea bargain agreement with prosecutors on February 21.
I guess it wasn't much of a contest.
Yeah, no. In return, charges of carrying a concern. Okay, Sterling could have faced 1 year in jail. He was on probation for illegal possession of a handgun anyway. Great. I have sold all my guns, says Sterling said here. I have no intention of ever owning a gun again. The mail carrier apparently killed Tammy Brody's German Shepherd mix named Skippy, naturally, in the front yard of her home
now
on December 26.
Sleepy.
Yeah, exactly. Roddy. Brody said her dog was shot just as she was about to hand Sterling a bottle of vodka like he really needed it as a Christmas gift. The shooting was witnessed by Brody's 10-year-old son, Brian. Jesus. Sterling said Skippy was a vicious dog and bitten him before. Brody testified that he, quote, freaked out, end quote, I'll say, and fired a .22 caliber bullet without provocation. The bullet, says here, entered the dog at the rear and traveled to the front of its body, suggesting the animal may have been shot while running away from Sterling. Gee whiz.
Maybe he was backing into him for a good
I don't know. The USPS paid the $773.50 bill for Skippy's funeral and burial in a silk-laden casket at a pet cemetery in Calabasas.
Well,
could all go so easy.
Yeah, well, anyway, coming up a little later in the show, we got. I guess we have a vibe report.
More dog death news.
A preview of the new Hazel Atkins record. Just one song, but you know it is Hazel's birthday tomorrow.
Folks.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you when it's going to come, so you're going to have to suffer through the whole stupid show.
The preview is suitable for all audiences. The record has not yet been reviewed.
Right. And I guess we should just do Hillbilly Hangover, right?
Should we?
Yeah, we can either, or we can have more dead air.
Could somebody like come by with like
case of beer,
and a bunch of ice?
Yeah. Some champagne.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is an amazingly stupid Hillbilly Hangover. Let's kick it off.
So listen up.
Who is this anyway? Clyde Owens, of course. No relation to Bucks.
It's about to prove.
To me, pal. This is my wife, man. You better run. I got a razor in my pocket and the bullets in my gun.
Rodney,
oh, no, man, no.
Rodney Steele.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion. I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Well, come here, mama. See what you've done, done. You let the sheep in the meadow and the cows in the corn cause you're so dumb. Baby, you're so dumb. I can tell right now you ain't no good for me. Well, you lied to your mama and you lied to your paw. You lied to the preacher and you lied to the law cause you're so dumb. Baby, you're so dumb. I can tell right now you ain't no good for me. Well, I think you need schooling. You got so much to learn. You so doggone green and hard, I know you'll never burn. You're so dumb, baby, you're so dumb. I can tell right now you ain't no good for me. Well, you could be worth a million. You can own the fortune away, but you can't be a millionaire because you like to run and play. You're so dumb. Thank you.
here's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
If you don't be so bold, you won't get your business out. If you don't be so bold, you won't get your business out. Then you won't give your neighbors nothing to talk about. Don't get mad at me, baby, you can blame it all on yourself. Don't get mad at me, baby, you can blame it all on yourself. If you don't tell nobody, they can't tell nobody else.
Back. Right. Hound Deer, that was our hillbilly hangover for today.
Konnichiwa.
That was Eddie Shuler. More like a swamp billy he was. He was the entrepreneur behind Gold Band Records, actually. Nothing to talk about, yeah.
That's what he told the investigating attorneys, no doubt.
Yeah, in the key of H.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Banks, You're So Dumb. Ernie Chafin with Lonesome. Doug Dickens and the Fireballs with the Raw Deal. He opened up with Clyde Owens and Swing Little Katie.
Yeah.
And I am the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And
it's all correct so far.
Still not time to go home, Bruce.
Bummer.
So we'll get back to news for idiots.
When do we start talking about where we're going to eat?
We can start right now.
Tune me on that part, okay?
Okay. They don't let anybody spoil their fun out in Nuclea, Colorado. Or is that Knucklehead, Colorado?
Nuclea, man?
Ranchers and their friends voted to hold a prairie dog shooting contest and told the governor and others who didn't like the idea to buzz off. The 10-ring gun club of Nuclea and the neighboring Nureta organized the contest recently to thin out the prairie dog population. They said the animals carry bubonic plague. I guess has had a big breakout there, huh?
Well.
And dig holes that break the legs of cattle.
Which is very true. Horses as well.
Yeah. Townspeople hope the contest would be a tourist attraction. They've invited hunting enthusiasts. Get the Nuge on the line.
Man, next Earth Day.
Yeah. Anti-Earth Day. Townspeople hope the contest would be a tourist attraction. They invited hunting enthusiasts and visitors to the depressed town for the July 14th to 15th. We still have time to get there.
Uh-huh.
They estimated about 500 prairie dogs would bite the dust. Animal rights activists got wind of the contest and lobbied Governor Roy Romer and
you know how little fun they are.
Democratic Representative Ben Nighthorse Campbell, who announced their opposition to the idea. So the gun club held an open meeting in the town of 1000 Thursday night to decide the fate of the contest.
What did they decide?
Only three of 318 people who showed voted against it. Governor Romer, Congressman Campbell, Buzz Off Nukla Mayor John Vanderpool said after the vote. Romer and Campbell said the hunt was a cruel spectacle and not a proper method of rodent extermination. Animal rights groups and humane societies want to save the prairie dogs.
For what?
I don't know, but the town needs something to bring it back to life, said said elderly resident Tom Lang.
So varmint slaughter might be just the ticket, huh?
I don't care if it's a prairie dog shoot or a yuppie shoot, he said.
Haw.
They live in polluted cities where homeless people go, so why don't they put their energies to that?
What, prairie dogs?
No, the people were complaining against prairie dogs.
Oh.
Federal agencies have banned the use of most poisons because they enter the food chain when eagles, coyotes, and other natural predators of prairie dogs eat the carcasses.
And then human beings get sick when they eat the eagles.
Right. One of the three people who voted against the shoot, Catherine Hess of Nucleus, said she's not against shooting the prairie dogs and has shot many herself, but I don't like the circus. It's not right. If you have a problem with your land, take care of it and not for money. This is a poor way to handle it.
Agreed. Right,
there you go.
Mm.
Maybe a prairie dog crucifixion might scare the rest of them away.
Or just like put them on equal terms, you know?
Well,
give the hunters like outsized teeth to bite them with.
Yeah, as long as they don't have any snakes there who know how to handle guns.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you can bring that, you know. I guess that snake was remanded to the custody of a mongoose, though, huh?
Yeah. So what else is happening?
I don't know. You're happening. Oh, hound of the airwaves.
I am happening.
Oh, you know what's happening is the Palm Beach story is on at 2:15 in the morning, like tomorrow, on Channel 13, meaning like in a few hours.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys TV movie is on, right?
The Beach Boys movie's on this week.
There's something in there. You guys got the news folder. I mean, I have a whole Beach Boys desk for you, El Brooks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but you got the thing under your chair. For you.
Beach Boys desk.
Well, like I can go through some announcements, but
why don't you do that?
It's really sad. Snatches of Pink at Live Tonight.
What does that mean?
I guess a bunch of women are gonna bend over. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? That's Dexter Ron Weber's sister, isn't it?
Who's Dexter? Oh, the guy
from the Flat Duo Jets?
I didn't know.
He's the coolest man.
Boy, there's just a lot of
Gee whiz. We may have to hold on that Beach Boys thing. Is it up?
Yep, there it is, the Beach Boys desk.
Dreams,
covered in
Beach
sand,
well,
of course.
Probably be well worth previewing. Oh, well. Brian Wilson's collaborator on 11 Beach Boys hits, including 409 and In My Room, and most of the stuff on Pet Sounds, actually, is Joan Wilson's fight to recoup publishing revenues he signed away in the 60s.
Now it gets to the sad part.
Strange twist in the case is that the co-writer, Gary Usher, has terminal cancer, according to Wilson's attorney, James Tierney, who is now also representing Usher. Usher's suit, like Wilson's, alleges that Brian's father, Murray, the genius, dominated their business and personal lives through intimidation and bullied them into signing away their publishing rights so he could sell their songs for $700,000, needless to say, a fraction of their worth. Jeez.
Gary Usher dying of cancer, that's a drag.
That sucks.
He's responsible for many great records.
I guess Manson got the last laugh after all, huh?
You want to get on with the next one?
Yeah, I guess so. Can we just, like, go to sleep until the Palm Beach story's on?
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Have the listeners arrived with ice and beer?
So you're not going to get on to the next one? The second part of the Beach Boys.
Do you want to read it verbatim? Go ahead.
I'm not going to read it verbatim. There's a stupid TV movie on about the Beach Boys.
I had gathered that.
The story of the Beach Boys' summer dreams, based on the not very good book Heroes and Villains. Basically, all that book is good for is documenting the last few days of Dennis Wilson's life.
Well, it's a Beach Boys book written by a guy who hates their music.
But it was all the best stuff was taken out of the David Leaf book. But it says here Brian is touchingly played by Greg Keane. His transformation from a sweet, gentle musician, composer, who writes
songs...
To a weird,
slack-jawed nut.
...to a drug-bearded recluse is heartbreaking to watch. Portraying Carl Wilson, the other seemingly more sober brother, as Bo Foxworth,
Yeah, the one that was into dope rather than booze.
Yeah, Mike Love is played by Casey Sander. I don't know who any of these actors are. Are they show hosts? I don't know. Are they like people who... Bruce Greenwood played Dennis?
Really?
Yeah, who plays Charles Manson? It doesn't say who plays Charles Manson.
No, I showed up for the casting call, but they didn't want to talk to me.
But there's a little picture here of them. Let me hold it up to the
microphone. Who plays David Marks, man?
I bet
Robert Carradine?
I'm sure they wrote David Marks out of the story completely.
Yeah, it's easy. Like writing out the guy that played the guitar with Buddy Holly, right?
Yeah, anyway.
That's too confusing.
Okay, it's time. Let's just do the Hot Rod set. What do you say? Send this out to, you know, anybody who's headed out to Englishtown tomorrow, I guess.
Dennis's Restless Ghost.
Yeah. Kick it off with Rocky Davis.
When my hipped up baby, she began to jive. There was a slick little coupe coming from the rear. I said, honey, let me out of here. Yeah, she's a hot rod. She's a hot rod. She's my hot rod, baby. I love her so. When she gets it to moving, just look at her go, go, go. Just a red cool. Don't wanna see no bear. Don't wanna hear no graps. Gonna suck this cat right up my pop. So she's a hot rod. She's a hot rod. She's my hot rod, baby. I love her so. When she gets it to moving, just look at her go, go, go.
Hot rod. Go, go. Hot rod. Go.
Glider going down the highway, they were side by side, coming round the curve. Well, he started to spin. I said, look out, buddy, she's gone again. She's a hot rod. She's a hot rod. She's my hot rod, baby. I love her still. See that hot rod, I'm moving over the hill. Yeah, see that hot rod, I'm moving over the hill. Go.
Lee Cook was a normal man. Normal until 5 days ago, when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Jay Cook has Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease.
See Big Beefy Bob come off, slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup, drill his Big Bun Daddy matches wits with Flaming Frank and a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
It's just about the fastest thing around.
off with a shaking sound.
Word per minute! sitting in a driving movie at the close of day. A female voice in the car next to me rang out. I heard her say, put your foot on the brake, Jake. You're going too fast. Put your foot on the brake, Jake. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Only thing on your mind is to go, go, go. But to make better time with me, go slow up, brake, Jake. You're getting too bold. We'll stay free, Jake. Your gas is gonna hold. Slow down. Are you deceased before you get old? Let's go now. Fast or slow, don't have to kill him, giddy up or whoa. But oh, Jay, you're making a big mistake. Put on the brake, Jay. You're going too fast. Leave it in your way, Jay. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Man, I better shake, Jay.
The match race of the decade, the Beauty and the Beast. Sunday afternoon at Raceway Park, Englishtown, New Jersey. Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney will take on Jungle Jim Liberman in wild, ground-shaking funny car competition. Cha-Cha thinks...
Jungle's the most overrated driver I think there is.
Jungle Jim says...
She doesn't really belong in a race car.
But Cha-Cha thinks he's wrong.
Jungle's always been against women drivers. He's never had too much competition until I came along.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle...
I don't even know why we're bothering with this match race, but I guess she needs a chance.
Ms. Muldowney?
Well, Jungle Jim ought to go back to the jungle because he's a savage anyhow.
Jungle Jim?
I really think Shirley ought to go back to washing dishes and scrubbing floors.
You've got to see this one. Jungle Jim Liberman versus Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney. Can the beauty beat the beast? Are women better race drivers than men? Find out Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. at Raceway Park, Englishtown, New Jersey.
My drag strip, baby, got a lot on the ball. She purrs like a tiger when I feed her out the hall. Takes all my money to keep her looking neat. Man, I showed them proud of her when she rolled down the street. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my two-tied mama, the hottest thing in town. Now when I take her out on Sunday where the gang love to go, they all look her over just like a movie show. She's all lean and lanky, but just an awful fine. She's just a little tacky, but she's filled with all my eyes. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little devil trouble, the hottest thing in town. Got just one thing in mind, that she's a little wiggle and she shimmies off the line. She wears a track of trouble, you know just what I mean. She's a hot motorcycle and a real gone machine. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little alky burner, the hottest motorcycle in town. Well, I'm gonna take my cup and a cannonball. Lid down on my ears and all. Flop my phone down on the frame.
Rev the engine when they call my name. Place a patch of synthetic on the cement strip. Get a handful of throttle and let her rip. She's a high-geared mama, but she flies mighty low. She got three speeds and that's no, no, no. My drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little Alfie burner, the hottest motorcycle in town.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU East Orange, for a little Hot Rod set. Oh, that was Johnny Roan, Drag Strip Baby. Send that out to Wild Girl.
Okay.
Of course. The Del Royals with Break Jake. Eddie Ringo, Full Racing Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Brooks, Spinning My Wheels. Ever hear that one?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Good one, huh?
Yeah, it is an excellent one.
Rocky Davis with Hot Rod.
By covering it on some stupid record.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hot Rod Baby. And... boy, it really feels like nobody's listening today, right?
I think nobody is.
Is the
I know I've been admonished in the past not to talk about, like, the good weather vis-a-vis people listening or whatever, but...
but go ahead, since no one's listening, we can do whatever the hell we want.
The transmitter's busted.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, obviously people are, like, calling up wondering why the signal isn't coming in, because the only phone calls we've gotten have been during the on-air segments.
Yeah.
So, boo-hoo.
Anyway, they're missing the best parts of the show anyway, which are Den's shirt.
Yeah.
Hold it up to the microphone there, Denois.
Oh, it's feeding back, man. Uh-huh. Easy.
And the fact that Sally has been sitting here fanning me. What a gal.
Lori has arrived.
Really?
Yeah.
Summer look.
Let's see.
What do we got?
Yoo-hoo!
Halter top and short shorts, I think.
Hey, hey. Ooh, bikini top and short shorts. And boots.
It's definitely you. Well, those are like Doc Martens or something.
Yeah, they're kind of like the skinhead. It's kind of like what Alex got
like imprints of all over the back of his head.
Got his teeth kicked in with.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got here, huh?
Oh, I don't know. You're holding the news file, so.
Well, we got two visits to the butt steak desk here.
Okay.
Some badass news.
Big hairy butt steak.
When she was made the butt of Charles Hurst III's prank, you can tell where this guy's coming from, Maya Brody vowed revenge, and she got it, taking a $27,500 bite out of this joker's wallet. I feel the damages were appropriate, Brody said Thursday after jurors upheld the civil lawsuit against Hurst for biting her buttocks in a bar 2 years ago. Brody said the reward would help ease her humiliation. Uh-huh. She was at the bar near St. Louis University where she studied law. There you go, doing homework in a bar. In September 1987, when Hurst grabbed her hips and bit her, Brody testified. This is my favorite part. Hurst and his friends laughed, pointed, and exchanged high fives.
When in St. Louis, don't bite the booty.
Yeah, well, there it is. The bite broke the skin on Brody's buttocks, causing, quote, searing and throbbing pain, end quote, so severe she couldn't sit down for 3 days and was unable to attend classes. Hurst, the lawyer, admitted biting Brody, but said he did not mean to hurt her and considered his action a compliment. Uh-huh. Hurst testified he had previously bitten the buttocks of two other women at fraternity parties in 81 and 82 while attending Vanderbilt University. What a card. Jurors deliberated about 90 minutes after hearing 2 days of testimony, awarding Brody $2,500 in actual damages for the Band-Aid and $25,000 in punitive damage. Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Going deeper into the back drawer on the butt steak desk.
Anybody out there, they can bite my butt for half that much.
Yeah, no sweat. I don't know. I hope that you can't award those damages retroactively because I'm in trouble. Vinton, Texas. A truck driver was stabbed to death by a truck stop cashier's relatives for grabbing her buttocks, authorities said. Brady Wilson, 37, of Weatherford, was stabbed numerous times Tuesday night at the food and fuel truck stop near the New Mexico line and died at a hospital, investigators said. Authorities said Wilson had grabbed the unidentified cashier as she walked through a break area next to the truck stop. The woman ordered him not to do it again, then went to the truck stop manager and complained, authorities said. Something like, hey, kill him. Sheriff's Lieutenant Gary Gabbard said either her brother or her husband's brother overheard her. Quote, he went and told her husband, and both men came back and confronted the truck driver, end quote. Yeah, confronted. Gabbard said authorities had not clearly established who had slain the man, no arrests were immediately made. Grab a cheek, go to hell.
Yeah. By the way,
so it is written.
We will be mailing out those marathon prizes in probably starting next week. There's 20,000 prizes to go out, so you know you'll be getting them. But get your pledges in, and you'll be getting your prizes.
Yeah, thanks again for pledging.
Yeah, we actually I'm
making the untold agony of
marathon. I'm
gonna
make the dog style tape this week.
Bet.
Yeah. And Jim Ryan did give me the cover art yesterday, which is
very handsome.
Which is very beautiful.
Yeah.
A couple of obituaries. Wesley Rose of Acuff Rose Music died. He was probably the man who made the most money off of country music in the history of the world. He owned, the biggest. He had the publishing on Hank Williams and everything else. And Joseph Lambrosa of Contadina Tomato Paste's founder died also.
Yeah?
Yeah. So...
So
what? They were two old farts anyway.
They died rich, if not pretty.
Two rich old farts who didn't leave me anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so we got some R&B. You know what? So I'm going to run up a couple of extra dog styles, and just to see if anybody's out there listening, let's have a contest. I'll give away
a little probe. Is that what this
is? I'll go to the post office and mail out a dog style to anybody who can tell me. Got a record queued up by Robert Nighthawk. Somebody can tell me what major country artist covered this song, and I've played it on the show many times. I'll send you a dog style cassette. The number is 201-678-7743. That's the this year's dog style, which is a best of the last three dog style deluxe, okay? Let's hear from Robert Nighthawk.
Yeah. Nobody is listening.
Now I woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking about the good time that I once have had. Gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Hard to find it all. On Main Street, started down Neal, looking for the woman that the cone book seal. Can't move to Kansas City, mama. Hard to find it all night. So long, deep in mind, can't see my good girl on the other side. Can't move to Kansas City, mama, hard to find it all night. Take the rock and get a rock and roll, ball and roll. Nice looking teen, round the side of my soul. Can't move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, mama, hard to find it all night. Now if you don't like my feet, you don't shake my tree. I ain't after your woman, man, shit after me. We're gonna move. Gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Hunt about it all night. Deeper Texas, deeper Tennessee, deeper that woman takes all over me. We're gonna move.
Hey folks, we have a wiener, we have a wiener. Save your dimes.
Now, little girl, I know the score. Well, it's too late to cry. When I leave, I won't be back no more. You know you broke my heart. I declare you broke my heart.
This is a hit!
My baby about a 8:30 to take her out on an evening date. Dropped uptown to dig the sound. She started rocking so much I had to hold her down. I got a rock and roll girl. She rock and roll all the time. To my surprise, took the rocket that Jocko ride. The marquee's red, see the grape, dig the show from outer space. Well, inside it was a high and wide. The people was a rocking from a side to side. Me and my baby was a little bit late. She started rocking and a rolling all over the place. I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. 'Cause you get wasted down to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Yes, I bought me a blade, one I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be a sword. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, 'cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Last night some cat got smart with my niece. Now even sign says, rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hey. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Yo, 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 hey! Yeah.
hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
Yes, yeah. I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
In the States.
Right, you find the hound looking for the right buttons.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Did you find them?
Some of them.
Good.
Hey, that was Jimmy Witherspoon with his mind-boggling cover of Joey Reynolds' Endless Sleep.
Yeah, sort of like Endless Slop, maybe, or like Endless Sleep Mambo.
Wilbur Harrison covering Willie Mabon's Poison Ivy.
Great day for covers, man.
Billy Lamont from right here in East Orange with I Got a Rock and Roll Gal. She rock and rolls all the time.
Uh-huh.
As many rock and roll gals do.
Or want to do.
Larry Williams with Let Me Tell You, Baby. We open up with Robert Nighthawk in Kansas City Blues, which was covered by Ernest Tubb.
Indeed.
Congratulations to Carrie and to David.
Congratulations.
Got the correct answer.
As the regional bozo in where I grew up used to say, congratulations to our winners and almost winners.
Yeah. Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
You're there. Let's put the vibe music on.
Let's.
It's vibe report time. Doot, doot, mop, mop. Hey, hey, what's going on?
Booze mop, doo doo doo.
Can you turn,
let me put Bruce's monitor on there so you can hear him speak.
I can hear you.
Yes. Konnichiwa, Roscoe-san.
Booze mop.
Hey, were you guys adding the echo on that Endless Sleep?
No.
No, that was their echo.
It was factory equipped.
All right.
Nice, huh?
Not bad. Got a little feedback going. I like it.
Yeah, we got this thing here.
Well, Hendrix.
Caller
you know.
Override. And I got this other one here. Caller monitor gain. How do you want some gain?
I think you just... Gain is good. I like gain.
I want some monitor.
You want some monitor?
Hey, look, can we get some more monitors here?
I got a radio on here, too, so that's adding to it.
You and Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman.
Never mind.
I got a radio. How about it?
You still wearing that excellent T-shirt and all of your own blood?
I washed my neck since you saw me.
Oh.
Little shaving accident?
Oh, yeah, well, I had only gone through half of the poor man's speedball when I started the... Only the coffee part of it when I started shaving.
That upside's harsh, man. It looked like Yucca Flats after the blast.
Yeah,
in there.
Bustelo and shaving don't go too well together.
Six Semper decaf, though, you know?
Nah, I don't want no decaf.
No way.
So what is the vibe today?
Today's vibe is it's probably an unheard vibe because it's such a nice day out and everything.
Yeah, but the contest did light up the phone, so they're out there. Yeah.
Okay, well, today's vibe is brought to you by... today's vibe is I'm glad to be here after last night. I had a little barbecue with the Rivington School. And
no wonder you're bloody.
Ran into... those guys are behaving. They're really behaving.
Yeah.
Lots of pets and stuff. And then I went to the booze pit, ran into Den. Is Dr. Den with you?
The dinosaur is here.
Let's go.
Den is with us.
Den.
How you feeling? You all right?
Oh, just fine.
All right, you were weaving a little bit on your exit. I was kind of...
ML says I called her, too.
Bent but not broken.
No, it was a nice vibe. It's good to be back in New York from Memphis. Last Saturday after the vibe report, I did have an authentic blues experience.
Which was?
Oh, I just went to this place, Green's Lounge, with a lot of old people dancing. But I found the young kids, they were at the back table, and they kept, you know, hold it under your chair, man.
You got to tell them the rest of the story.
Would they put a coat over the sign?
Roscoe got up and jammed.
Oh, I did jam. I had to do the complete the evening, and they were looking at me, little crazy white boy, he's going to play the guitar now.
Did they ask you whether you were Bon Jovi?
There must be. They figured I was Bon Jovi. Because they don't know how short he is. But,
I think you're a little slenderer than he is, too, man.
What?
You're a little slenderer than he is.
Is slender a word?
Bon Jovi? Is he a fat kid?
He's got a problem. He's got to take the life cycle with him in the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Where'd you hear that?
Funny man Tom Kinney.
Cool.
Inside connection at MTV until they told him to stop it.
Wow.
Well, I heard that a couple guys in his band, you know, they told him they had to lose weight, you know.
Well, with a name like Sambora, you know, you can tell he likes
no,
the snack.
No more
well,
mama's
a couple
pasta.
Of those guys, they figure they make enough money, they don't have to exercise, so they went for the liposuction deal.
Oh, Lord. Oh, please.
Excellent.
What do they do with that stuff once they sucked it out of you?
I don't know. I think it goes into dog food.
Grease a skillet.
That's what they use in Pam.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. We heard a good one about. We heard Lou Reed likes to get his schwants nailed to boards by dominatrixes.
So, but how? After they nail it to the board, then what?
I didn't ask. I'm still kicking myself.
Is that
with
all
the plumb
it takes,
bob.
You know, is that it? That's
no. They cover it in joint compound.
Holy moly!
Well, you know, what you really need is one of those nail guns to really satisfy a man like Lou Reed.
Yeah, with a 22 charge in it.
Uh-huh. Oh Lord. Yeah, he's a poop lapper too, apparently.
Yeah. Some people have all the fun.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, that Lou, he's into some weird skits.
Joyce had Dublin, Faulkner the South.
Lou Reed has, like, you know, the Belle du Jour.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah, I'm still looking for an apartment, so I know all those Hound Show listeners are going
to... 678-7743. Find Roscoe a reasonable place to live.
It's got
to
be in the neighborhood. The deli's got to be decent, not like one of those drug
delis. Hey, Roscoe, did you notice that, you know, we're getting that new 24-hour deli on our corner?
Right.
The sign that says Free Drivery?
Free drivery.
Well, it comes in handy, man.
That's good. Maybe that's probably the same guy that did the Del Lord's T-shirts, Van Tour of Uope.
I've never had a drivery, but I'll be glad the first one is free.
I'm going to get a drivery when I go to Uope. You know, yeah, we were playing a gig the other night in Belguium. Belgium. Where do they get these T-shirt guys? I just don't know. Some English guy.
Not out of the spelling bees.
Yeah, so I'm playing a gig. The Delords are playing an acoustic gig without Frank, the one who gets to hang out with the musicians at this place, The Spiral.
That's on Houston Street, right?
Yeah,
the
right.
The Spiral Keep.
It's not too far from the booze pit.
Handy.
And, I'm going to be doing some B-bending on the Vin Scalza Idiot Show on K-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow at 8, so check it out. Check out some B-bending.
Yeah, Vin Scalza, the only man to go from FMU to a real job in radio.
Yeah. Yeah, the exception that proves the rule. Is that 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time?
8 p.m. Yeah, they changed it to the evening.
So get with it, folks.
Yeah,
But don't call the station because you're not going to be able to talk to them.
Who?
You.
All right, I already did it.
Yeah. It's on tape.
But no, not
on
really.
Tap.
It's live.
Is it Roscoe or is it Memorex?
It was live when we did it, that's right. ML just told me.
Good thinking. That's why she gets the big money.
She's also known as the brains of the outfit.
This is a female vibe.
ML. So, tell us about the pajama party.
Not you. No, I don't want to hear about this pajama party.
Did
you try in each other's panties?
Hi, ML.
Warner Crash.
Hi, Sally.
Oh, God, now we really got it.
Did you all have, like, a pillow? Hey, ML, did y'all have, like, a pillow fight or anything like that? Eh?
There was no fighting. It was, like, a peace vibe.
Peace vibe. Peace this.
Earth Day or Prairie Dog Shoot? It's your choice, folks.
Where was the Prairie Dog Shoot?
It's coming up June 14th and 15th in Colorado.
Yeah, we were thinking of, like, putting a caravan together. Yeah.
That'd be good. I think that would be a good thing to, we should lend all our clout to the Prairie Dog Shoot, you know.
Well, you can't get a coat out of it, but you can get a loincloth.
There you go.
Jock strap.
Gotta get my old man to ship the poor thumbnail.
Maybe some kind of hat band, Prairie Dog hat band.
There you go. All right.
Well, that's about the vibe report, I guess.
It sure is.
Do you know of anything going on tonight?
I'll read to you from the FMU cultural listings
here. I love freeform radio, man.
You can go see Nirvana and Jesus Lizard. Stop me when you want to know. Hope Too Free, the Gibson Girls, Sonny Sherrick, the Pawns, the Atomic Bomb Babies, Butthole Surfers, The Selves, David Watson.
Where's the Butthole Surfers?
At the Lyric Theater on 42nd Street, which
excellent.
Is a really excellent place.
Yeah, excellent place to see a trashy movie. I don't know about it for a slam pit.
So Shogun Assassin there, man.
Is that where
Joan
Jett played?
No, she played in the real Broadway theater. Oh. This is like a trashed out one.
Yeah,
on the deuce.
Who's putting that out?
I think they were doing it themselves.
Really?
They got sick of dealing with the Ritz.
I don't blame them.
Smart guys.
More power to them.
Yeah.
I saw that guy shake his head once and cigarettes came flying out of it.
He is a gnarly little guy.
Oh, well,
Okay.
Hey, well, how about it? And, we'll see you. That's about it. All
okay, Roscoe.
From the desk, and next week we'll be back with some more abuse. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha to you and yours.
Today's Vibe Report, which brings us to the second least favorite part of the show of everybody but us. The VOM set.
So stay in the bathroom, folks.
Okay, we got Link Ray queued up here. It is the Link Ray. I figured it out. In the last 2 months, I have gotten 6 Link Ray LPs and 2 CDs. It is the Link Ray.
What does this mean? Is this to judge
from? It's the Link decade.
Yeah.
Elvis had the 50s, the Beatles had the 60s, you know, Elton John had the 70s, and Madonna
had the
80s. Madonna, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, like the Long Riders or some of that trash?
I think it was Madonna.
The Replacements.
And Link Ray's got the 90s. We just gave it to him. So, from his brand new LP.
Oh, great.
Baby, 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 baby. beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Well, the moon started at night, I'm shining bright. Lord, you bring your beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. You make my life worth living, but it fills my heart. All the love you've given is tearing me apart. Well, the moon's out at night, the stars are shining bright. I want to look in your beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Yeah, yeah.
Doug Sum, and you listen to the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
You
stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Let's play some rock and roll.
Last night it was cool at the pool hall. Held a table for 11 games. Nothing was easier than the first seven. I beat a woman with varicose veins. She stopped to see herself in the mirror. Fix her hair and hide her veins. But she lost the game. Next day you went to the dentist. Pulled her teeth and I lost some blood. You'd like to thank you for the cards you sent us. My wife and I were all choked up.
me out.
Oh, it.
Back in the jungle.
Correcto mundo. Señor Hound.
Si, si.
Hey, that was the Seeds, when nobody spoiled my fun.
That goes double for you.
Yeah, we'll get back to the subject of the Seeds in a second. We heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse with C. Dan Delivery. Sir Douglas Quintet, Baby It Just Don't Matter.
It certainly doesn't.
And we opened up with Link Wray, Beautiful Brown Eyes. Good one, right?
Great one.
You know?
So unfortunately, it's the only good one on that record.
No, I like that version of Apache.
Yeah, I guess that's all right. It does sound like he doesn't know the song.
It sounds like he doesn't like the song.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you know, The Doors, they one of these bands that get all this reverence from rock critics and fans. I always thought they were a really basically overrated group with about two good songs.
Lonely, weepy college boy music.
But they were nothing. I really think they basically copped their whole act from the Seeds. You know, same lineup, you know, keyboards, guitar, bass, lead singer who stood in front of the mic.
They ripped off their thing
from Love. Well, there's a little bit of Love influence in there for sure, you know, especially, but not good love, bad love, like orange-colored skies era love.
Let's agree to disagree and just say that they were definitely the U2 of the 60s.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, Jim Morrison had the same pretension, same everything, but he did everything worse than Sky Saxon.
You know, the tough contest is to decide which one turned out worse, you know, which one turned out, like, luckier in the end.
Well, Sky Saxon left a much better recorded legacy.
Perhaps you're right.
Anyway, speaking of which, they're making a movie in the life of Jim Morrison, and not only do you know it's going to be a really embarrassingly stupid movie, but it's also going to open the floodgates for, you know, I don't know.
And it's directed by, like, you know, the Nazi Frank Capra himself, Oliver Stone.
Yeah, and he seems to have caused some trouble already. Now,
like he did in Syracuse.
He's shooting out in Needles, California, and he seems filmmaker Oliver Stone has defaced the limestone cavern in the Mojave Desert by painting fake Indian pictographs on the rock for a scene in his film on the singer Jim Morrison. Park Ranger said state officials have allowed Stone to shoot part of his film, The Doors, at the Mitchell Caverns National Preserve in the Providence Mountains. And the artists were required to paint the pictographs using a powdery substance they said could be vacuumed off the walls, but someone used water in the process, causing the substance to seep into the limestone.
So I guess you're going to have to get a carpet vac, huh?
According to a member of the Sierra Club, this is absolutely criminal. This shows total disrespect for a tremendous and rare resource. Now listen, folks. Here's a lesson free from the hound. Don't, you know, film crews, don't ever let them shoot in your house, in your building, on your block. They ask
for
permission.
They always leave their mark.
Yeah, I mean, they have this attitude, basically, we can break it because we're going to pay for it. Keep them away from you, please. Do yourself a favor. Don't ever let anybody feel, especially in your house.
You think it's good money, and you wind up finding out the hard way.
Find out that everything is broken, and it'll take you forever to get paid, and they're rude. Anyway,
and they wear those weird bike pants and
so
talk about Steadicams.
They basically had defaced the Mitchell Caverns for a crummy movie on a crummy rock singer. That's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is. Glad he's dead.
Ooh.
We got any more news? Sally, where's your story? From the gal desk. Come on, tell us about the pajama party.
Well,
what was everybody wearing?
Well, I'm not going to tell that.
Einstein.
G-strings?
You know, guys are supposed to crash pajama parties, and the ones that don't get to know what we wore.
I guess it's our own fault.
Uh-huh.
It's just hard to crash a pajama party in New York where you have, like, elevator, you know, doorman buildings.
Oh, yes.
Life
to
crash
is so
it at
tough.
Gunpoint.
Well,
what's happening in the ladies' front here?
Well, that Cosmo girl is 25, still looking for the right man, right job, right lipstick, and hound at it, right birth control.
Definitely. What do you think?
I think that's right. Well, the whole thing is about Helen Gurley Brown's magazine, Cosmopolitan. The May issue is featuring a brunette Madonna, red lips just parted in a white dress with a plunging neckline that has become the trademark of the sultry Cosmo cover girls.
Right. Now, this is one thing I don't understand. Why does Cosmopolitan have more female flesh in it than Playboy?
Because Helen Gurley Brown thinks people like to look at bosoms. I do. I think if you have a terrific bosom, you're wondering how you compare. If you don't have a wonderful bosom, oh, I lost my place. You still enjoy looking. Now this tells me that Helen Gurley Brown is into OPC, other people's cleavage. But she's also a devout feminist, so figure that out.
Having cake, eating cake.
I too am a devout feminist, and I like cleavage. You don't have to read the whole thing, unless there's something good in the back. Was there anything else good in there?
Talking about the front.
Anyhow, this is WFMU East Orange. We have 1 hour to go. Let's start thinking about where we're going to eat, and let's go to Blues Hangover. How do we kick off Blues Hangover today? Oh, yeah, I guess J.B. Lenoir is a good enough place to start. We'll start it stupid, and we'll end stupider. How's that?
Promises, promises.
This is one promise I think we can keep. Thank you.
Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean the Caddy.
You love Jerry and me and the Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on, join the fun. See Paramount's the Caddy.
Yeah, the Caddy. Is that all right, you sucker?
How was that, you idiot?
An engine wine. 6 months, and no. And 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99. I was standing on the corner with my reefers in my hand. Upstairs, the sergeant took my reefers out my hand. Used a needle and my sister sniffed cocaine. I don't use no junk. I'm the nicest boy you ever seen. My mother, she told me, and my father told me too, that joke is a bad habit. Why don't you leave it too? My sister, she even told me, and my grandma told me too, that using junk partner was a be the death of you.
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean the Caddy.
You bet I do.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's the Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make.
Yeah, the bend on my slop jaw, away from a mouth to move. Bend on my slop jaw, away from a mouth to move. Hey, come on, baby, just got this slop jaw through. Yeah, I'm sitting on my slop jaw, waiting for my mouth to move. Yeah, I'm sitting on my slop jaw, waiting for my mouth to move. Well, I ain't got to fade it. Just got to slop jaw boo. I'm
This is Dean Martin. And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on, join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howl.
Righteous? Where the fuck is he righteous? That's riotous, you greedball.
This is religious Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, there's that. Five lines, we can't get through it. Come on.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big c*** on it.
folks going round lying on me. You messed up.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was today's Blues Hangover. Counting backwards, Morris Pedro messed up. Leroy Washington with Wild Cherry. Jelly Roll Kings with Slop Jar Blues. Champion Jack Dupree, Junker Blues. We opened up with J.B. Lenoir, Oh Babe. Right? Stupid enough for you guys?
Yeah, I think it qualified.
Yo, Brooch.
Yo.
You're out there on the roof.
I'm out on a limb, yeah.
I'm coming out. I'm gonna come out there.
Come on out, Ham. We'll broadcast live from the roof of the new house. Ken's on his boat, right?
I don't care where he is. He's having a dinner party tonight. Does he ever invite us?
No, I don't think he listens to the show much either, but we'll have to ask him next time we see him.
Yeah. Okay, so.
We'll have to ask him when he shows up in the driveway with the guy from the insurance company.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm gonna come out there.
All right. Folks, for those of you playing at home, the Houndnet is now stepping from behind the gigantic engineering couch. Whoops. And he's headed for the window. The Hound is, he's putting an arm, a leg is out through the window.
Much nicer out here.
It's a beautiful day for broadcast.
Yeah, it is much nicer out here. So, bring Dan over here. We got the new file here. And, we're watching, we can actually see Blood Sister arriving. They're going to be on the Laurie's show. You can hear the traffic.
They were described to me as the latest thing in all-girl psychedelic scum rock, folks, as only the tri-state area can produce it. So be sure to tune in tonight at 6 o'clock.
Right, well,
live performance here on WFMU, although not on the roof.
Yeah, we got a few more news stories here.
There's a good one in here.
Let's see.
This is a good one here.
You got a good one? What do you got there, Denois?
Arm returned. Water skier reclaims artificial arm. Caledonia, Minnesota, AP. It lay on the bottom of the Mississippi River for 9.5 months, but Chuck Rollins says his artificial arm will be as good as new with a couple of straps and a cable.
And some WD-40.
A lot of WD-40. Rollins, 66, was water skiing in July when his artificial arm came off after his son-in-law accelerated the boat too quickly.
Whoops.
Just get a picture of that in your mind. He had a new limb made, but knew that someone would find the flesh-colored arm and wonder where the corpse was. The $2,000 prosthesis was stainless steel with stainless steel hooks surfaced on the end of Corrine McCallson's line as she fished Tuesday near Brownsville in southeastern Minnesota. I was completely surprised, she said.
Deservedly so.
I bet. So anyway, McCallson, 20, of Hoka, called police. Word of her catch quickly made news and reached Rollins, a retired Caledonia construction worker who lost his limb about 13 years ago when a loader tipped over. Bummer. On Wednesday, he walked into the Houston County Sheriff's Office and announced, "Well, I'm the corpse that belonged to that arm." There you go.
Walking close. Yeah, what's going on out there? Let's see. How long is this cord? Let's see, folks. I hear some noise coming from the backyard. Ooh, they got a little ghetto blaster. They're not listening to us on it either.
Now, what is that?
Oh, my God. Sounds like some kind of folk music.
Eagles?
Shoot it out.
Beagles.
The Beagles? Anyway, let's...
Beagles, I believe.
Let's go back to the news desk. Oh. How you doing in there, Sal?
I'm doing great.
You got everything under control?
Yeah.
What a gal.
Oh, it's Pink Floyd, huh? Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
So where's the all-metal station thing? Is that around here somewhere?
It's in there somewhere. We got some competition from an all-metal station.
Yeah.
I like this one here.
AM.
This is from someplace in Sicily that I can't pronounce. A man's decision to break off his engagement at the last minute led to a shootout that left two people dead and four wounded. Tempers flared and pistols were pulled when members of the two families met Thursday night to return gifts. The wedding was to have occurred 4 days later. Killed in the burst of fire were two brothers, identified as uncles of the jilted woman. A brother-in-law of the bridegroom was reportedly arrested on murder charges, and at least two other people held for questioning. According to the Italian news agency ANSA, the prospective bridegroom, 28-year-old Giuseppe Millefiori, refused to go through with the marriage at the last minute. He was to have married 24-year-old Francesca Sanfilippo. Very temperamental, those people. 90% temper, 10% mental.
The screeching song some call Satan's music hit the AM radio airwaves today. Wow, so I guess that's why you're all tuned in. As New York's first all-heavy metal rock station debuted, and eyebrows already are being raised. It's from today's Post, obviously. The Catholic Church says it hopes Z-Rock, 1460 AM on your MF and radio dial, will be responsible, and the Conservative Parents Music Resource Center is keeping track of the new format. But with the on-air slogan, FM sucks, quote-unquote, just how much the news station will listen is anybody's guess. We're going to be real brash and loud. We're a renegade station, proclaimed Z-Rock general manager Frank Flores. No, man, because that's like false metal. That's dinosaur stuff for your parents and your uncles.
False
metal. Anyway, this is the Hound. I'm out here on the Aloha Lounge because it's too hot inside. And we got a set of, we figured we'd get to the Elvis tribute stuff way before anybody else, so because by the time the 13th anniversary of Elvis's death rolls around, we'll all be sick of Elvis.
Is the TV show still on?
No, well, it got canceled, but evidently they're going to make a few more for the fall and try it again. What do you say, Sal? You want to roll it there with some Janis Martin?
Everybody, come on down.
We still got that Hazel thing coming up.
It's off like a rocket. There he goes, rocking from his head down to his toes.
had a pretty baby and I thought you'd be mine. I thought you'd be mine till the end of time. But since her cat Elvis came to town, well, she don't even know I'm around. She's a rockin', she's a rollin', but she's a swoonin' for that Presley guy. Well, she used to be calm, cool, collected. Now all that is neglected. Well, she can't even say his name, 'cause just for him her heart's aflame. And she's a rockin', and she's a rollin', she's a swoonin' for that grizzly guy. Go, cat. I guess I better get me another girl, a woman that ain't got her heart in the world. Yes, I'm gonna get me another kind, a woman that ain't got Presley on her mind. Not a rockin', or not a rollin', well, not a swoonin' for that grizzly guy. Man, I just gotta get me another girl.
What about the rumor that you once shot your mother?
Well, I think that one takes the cake. I mean,
where'd that one come from? Have you any idea?
I have no idea. I can't imagine.
Well, there's another one, too, you may not have heard before. Several newspaper stories hinted that you smoked marijuana to hit the bottle in order to work yourself into a frenzy while singing. What about that?
Well, the funniest thing that ever happened to me, I dreamed I was Elvis Presley. I just got out of my Cadillac of town when a few thousand women come and gathered around. They picked on my clothes and the two-tone shoes. I got so excited, didn't know what to do. Yeah, it took me for Elvis. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it a hound in time. My old hound dog let out a moaning wail when they cut the souvenirs off his big long tail. He laid back his ears, started to run, but the girls didn't care, they were having their fun. I really got to a moaning of blues when he stepped all over my two-tone shoe. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, I took me for Elvis. They thought it was Elvis, bought it a how many times. When they ripped off almost all my clothes, I looked all around, no help in sight. I was beginning to think I wouldn't get out alive. The 2,000 women nearly cooked my goose, and I was plenty glad when I got loose. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, thought it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it a how many times. Well, I jumped back in that Cadillac of mine. Hound dog was right behind. I tell you boys, I had an awful night. Those sweet loving women nearly put up a fight. When I woke up, I was down on the floor, and I hope I never dreamed I was ever seen no more. Yeah, I dreamed it was Elvis. Yeah, I thought it was Elvis. They took me for Elvis, bought it at a howling time.
I'd like to do a medley of some of my biggest records for you. They were actually no bigger than the rest of them. They were all about same side.
I got a gal, her name is Leslie. Oh, when she walks, she shakes like Presley. Oh, Elvis, look what you're doing to her and Elvis. Look what you're doing to me. I'm Elvis, Elvis, Elvis Presley blues. Well, my little honey, she's giving me the blues. Oh, who ever heard of a Chicken Boys blues? Wait, she's old Elvis. Look what you're doing to her and Elvis. Look what you're doing to me. I got those Elvis, Elvis, Elvis Presley blues.
Some things I meant.
Yeah.
Let's be the way they've always been. When every switch marks you off, what happened to rock and roll?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Did you cry through the pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost? Oh, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. God. Oh, man, I tell you. And I had no cause to doubt you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hand here. That was our little Ebola's tributary thing.
It was a sort of a preemptive Elvis tribute strike there.
Yeah, that was Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Certainly was.
J.B. Waston doing Elvis in the Army. Arlen and Earl with Elvis Blues. A little outtake of Elvis trying to do
Can't Help Falling in Love, perhaps?
Right. Good guess. Sonny Cole, I Dreamed I Was Elvis. Don Hart with Presley on Her Mind. And we opened up with Janis Martin. And My Boy Eblis.
Right.
He was the king.
Of something. Check in the production booth, see how Blood Sister's making out.
Because he died on the throne. Should we check it out?
Yeah. No profanity, please.
Yeah, nothing going on down there. Mm. No sound check on progress. Mm. But I tell you what, though. I'm coming out there, but I'm going back on the roof.
Right. Little traffic report from Bloomfield Avenue here, folks.
Yeah, he is.
We are on the roof, and no one is running the show inside. What do you got there, Denwa? Got any good news? He's looking. In the meantime, you can stay out here. Yeah, you look good out here. We got something in here, I think, and then one more in the news. Liz Taylor on the cover of Outlaw Biker magazine. Yeah. Plot thickens, someone's in her grave. An elderly woman visiting a cemetery plot where she planned to be buried found was already occupied by a stranger. Bummer. This is in Malaysia.
Your death is cheap.
Yeah. This is a good one. Thank you, Den. A television technician was charged with federal criminal violations Thursday after allegedly interrupting the satellite transmission of a pornographic TV show with religious messages. Thomas M. Haney of Green Acres and a technician for the Christian Broadcast Network in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Yeah, was accused of using his employer's satellite transmission equipment to break into the transmissions of a program called American Ecstasy on the Playboy cable television channel. Department News release described the interrupted cable broadcast as hardcore pornography. The program was interrupted three times with the video message, "Thus saith the Lord thy God, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." It didn't say anything about Mike.
Interesting quote, considering what most people watching that show were doing with their hands.
Yeah, no, nothing about "my cup runneth over," though. The indictment returned by a federal grand jury in Norfolk, Virginia, charged Haney with intentional interference with two communication satellites, and it carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. I think they should give him the max. You know, can you imagine the kind of complexes these poor lonely guys who are whacking off to that thing are going to have now? All of a sudden, their religious upbringing flashed right back in their face and they feel terrible about themselves. Those kind of scars can last for life. Anyways, I guess I should go in there and play a record, huh? Well, it is Hazel Atkins' birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Hazel.
How old is he?
I don't know. 29. Again. So what I'm going to do is, Billy Miller got us this little advanced preview of the Peanut Butter Rock and Roll LP. Well,
summer means fun, kids. But fun doesn't mean getting hurt, unless summer, it's the other guy.
Summer means fun, mother.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so we got this new Hazel thing. Hit it!
Took my baby out in the other night. You know my baby would have hold me tight. Took my baby out in the other night. When I asked my baby, do I kiss me? She said, took my baby out. Yeah, they done me right. Yeah, I took my baby out. Yeah, they done me right. When I told my baby that I wanted a kiss, she said, you know.
I don't like you.
Well, why can't you love me like the way I love you? Well, why can't my baby love me the way, yeah, I love her? That's what I said. Why can't you love me the way I love you? I said, oh, baby, why don't you let me hold you tight? I said, baby, why don't you let me hold you tight? My baby turned around, she said,
you know I don't let you.
Well, they must have designed me wrong that you don't want me. Well, they must have designed me wrong that you don't love me. Well, baby, baby, somebody tell me is I do do right or wrong.
Say that you won't.
You don't let me.
Well, that ain't done me right. No, that ain't done me right. That ain't done me right. But it's okay.
I'll get along. Heck, oh.
Yeah, 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 I told you hold me tight.
Hardee's also makes brasiers. They come in three sizes: medium, large, and G Monetti. Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
And now I would like to call on the only genuine teenager of our group. No, fellas, I mean Ronnie Self, of course. Ronnie, what kind of song are you going to sing?
Man, like
crazy. It's a wild one. Give a listen, Carl. Like a pogo stick.
Bobalina, 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 shoes on my hound dog feet. Me and Bobalina gonna walk the beat. The old jukebox in the D-down shack. When we get it going, gonna fall a jack. Bobalina got to see that car. Look at her go on the camel walk. Bobalina, Bobalina. Woo! Be my gal. Oh, Bobalina, Bobalina. Yeah, be my gal. Be my gal, my lover so. Scooby-Dooby-Lina, go, gal, go.
That we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
drums, Lieutenant?
Thank you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, yeah. Now, dear.
Oh, yeah.
We got through it, Ilbruch.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
that was definitely over. That's
that was
sure.
Piano Slim from the great musical family, the Slims.
Uh-huh.
Guitar Slim, Memphis Slim.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fish. Whammy and the Gizmo. Jack Scott, Baby She's Gone. Joe Weaver, Too Hot to Trot. Ronnie Self with a live version of Bopalina. Jimmy McCracklin and the Wobble. Hazel Atkins, Took My Baby Out from the upcoming Peanut Butter Rock and Roll album. Listen to this. Check this out.
Yeah.
What's coming up? That's
Pump
the production room. That's what's happening next.
Yeah, right. Folks, but for those of you like that are way out and not in the know, Lori S is featuring Blood Sister, the only the most current sounds in all-girl psychedelic scum rock.
Right.
So stay tuned.
Okay,
and clean off
like
those tape heads.
Sally. Miss Sally, still looking for work. Denois, still looking for God.
Yay.
Ilbruch.
In all the wrong places.
Still looking for his socks.
Uh-huh.
Roscoe the Vibe Meister, looking for an apartment. And me, looking for a place to eat. All right. The Lord, the Crick. Maybe we'll be here next week. Maybe we'll take off and go rafting or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
The weather holds.
Lourdes is up next, WFMU, East Orange.
Drop out with Get Tenor and the Skillet Liquors one time.
WFMU serves up music the way you want it. Listening pleasure in a hard leather case with a promise to set you dancing or asking for more soup, mother. Moments to treasure and store away for guests like pencils or roadway mats. WFMU offers remedial help for slow learners, a second wave of friendly soldiers, and a warm, hearty handshake. You'll like what you hear. You can count on us. We promise. And we mean it.